SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane, our daily dose of Stoic wisdom, served up fresh and hot every single day. Buckle up because today we're diving deep into a concept that feels like, well, a workout for your mind. Discipline and self-control. Ever feel like your willpower is on a yo-yo diet? One minute you're crushing it, the next you're bringing on bad decisions and regrets. Trust me, I get it. We all have those days where our inner rebel takes over. But guess what? Stoicism has some seriously potent tools to help us tame that inner beast and level up our self-control game. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, more lectures on being perfect, hear me out. Discipline isn't about becoming a monk living in a cave, though. If that's your thing, go for it. It's about mastering the art of choosing what truly matters and sticking to it even when things get tough. Here are 5 key takeaways from Stoicism to help you level up your discipline game. First, understand your desires. They're not always bad guys, but they can become tyrants if we let them run wild. Ask yourself, what am I truly seeking? Is it fleeting pleasure or lasting fulfillment? Ever find yourself scrolling social media for hours when you have a mountain of work to do? That's your desire for instant gratification hijacking your willpower. Second, practice mindfulness. It's about being present in the moment and recognizing those cravings before they take over. Think of it like having an internal alarm system that goes off whenever you're tempted to stray from your goals. Instead of blindly reacting to every impulse, take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling, and ask yourself, does this truly serve me in the long run? Third, focus on what's within your control. You can't control everything life throws at you, but you can control how you react. Stoicism emphasizes focusing your energy on actions and thoughts that are directly within your grasp. Instead of stressing over things outside your influence, channel that energy into making positive choices that align with your values. Remember, you're not a victim to circumstances, you're the captain of your ship. Fourth, build healthy habits. Consistency is key, folks. Start small and gradually build up to bigger goals. Want to eat healthier? Swap one sugary drink for water each day. Want to exercise more? Start with a 15-minute walk. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, so be patient with yourself and celebrate those wins along the way. Lastly, find your tribe. Surround yourself with people who support your goals and inspire you to be your best self. We all need that extra push sometimes. Share your struggles, celebrate your victories, and hold each other accountable. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Now let me paint the picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a creative soul juggling a demanding job, family life, and a passion project she's been neglecting for months. She craves more time to write but gets bogged down by emails, errands, and the constant to-do list monster lurking in her brain. Sound familiar? Sarah tries everything. Setting unrealistic goals, pushing herself to work late into the night, and ultimately burning out. Then she stumbles upon Stoicism and starts applying those key takeaways. She identifies that her desire for instant gratification is leading her astray, although social media scrolls are stealing precious writing time. She practices mindfulness by taking short breaks throughout the day to breathe deeply and center herself. Sarah focuses on what's within her control. Scheduling specific writing blocks in her calendar, prioritizing tasks, and saying no to commitments that drain her energy. She connects with other writers who understand her struggles and celebrate her progress. The result? Sarah claims her time, reignites her passion, and finds a sense of fulfillment she thought was lost. She's mastered the art of discipline, not as a means to achieve perfection, but as a pathway to living a more intentional and meaningful life. So there you have it. Stoicism isn't just about being rigid and uptight, it's about finding freedom through self-control, clarity through mindfulness, and purpose by focusing on what truly matters. Remember, discipline is a journey, not a destination. It's about showing up every day, making conscious choices, and celebrating the small victories that lead to lasting change. Now, go out there and unleash your inner Stoic warrior. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a dose of wisdom and motivation. And if you enjoyed this, hit that subscribe button for daily inspiration delivered straight to your ears. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.